Listen now to the scripture lessons for this Last Judgment Sunday. We're going to look first of all at the Old Testament book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, in chapter 4, where the Lord reveals two things. The result of that last day will either be condemnation for the unbeliever, or for the believer, joy and the reward of eternal life promised to those who trust in that promised Savior. Malachi records, "Look, the day is coming, burning like a blast furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. The day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord of armies. A day that will not leave behind a root or a branch for them. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise, and there will be healing in its wings. You will go out and jump around like calves from the stall. You will trample the wicked. They will surely be ashes under the soles of your feet, on the day when I take action, says the Lord of armies. Remember the law of my servant Moses, which I commanded to him at Horeb, to serve as statutes and judgments over all Israel. Look, I am going to send Elijah the prophet to you before the great and fearful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers. Otherwise, I will come and strike the land with complete destruction." That's our first lesson. Second lesson is from St. Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians in chapter 1, starting at verse 5. The Apostle Paul, especially to the Thessalonians, but to us as well today in 2022, calls on us not to give up. He says, "This is evidence of God's righteous verdict that resulted in your being counted worthy of God's kingdom, for which you also suffer. Certainly it is right for God to repay trouble to those who trouble you, and to give relief to you who are troubled along with us. When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his powerful angels, he will exercise vengeance in flaming fire on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Such people will receive a just penalty, eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from his glorious strength on that day when he comes to be glorified among his saints and to be marveled at among all those who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed." The second lesson. Listen closely now to the gospel for today. It's the gospel of Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to 27. This also serves as the sermon text today. Listen closely. It's a longer lesson, so pay attention. We're told there, "As they were listening to these things, Jesus went on to tell a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. So he said, 'A man of noble birth traveled to a distant country to receive a kingdom for himself, and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Conduct business until I return,' he said to them. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, 'We do not want this man to be king over us.' When he returned after receiving the kingdom, he summoned the servants to whom he had given the money. He wanted to find out what they had gained by conducting business. The first one came to him and said, 'Master, your mina has earned 10 more minas.' He said to him, 'Well done, good servant. Because you were faithful in a very small matter, you will have authority over 10 cities.' The second one came and said, 'Master, your mina has produced 5 more minas.' So he said to him, 'You will receive 5 cities.' And another one came and said, 'Master, here is your mina. that I laid away in a piece of cloth, for I was afraid of you, since you are a demanding man. You take what you do not deposit and reap what you do not sow. He said to him, you wicked servant, I will judge you with your own words. You knew that I am a demanding man, taking what I do not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Then why did you not put my money in the bank? Then, when I returned, I could have collected it with interest. He said to those standing there, take the mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas. But they said to him, Master, he already has 10 minas. I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me. That's God's word. We'll continue then with the sermon hymn 493. 493.